is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States has announced it's adding sanctions against Saudi officials it said were involved in journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the move comes after a Saudi prosecutor sought the death penalty for five people involved in the case.
The 17 Saudis already face travel bans, and the Treasury Department's now freezing any assets they may have in the U.S. and banning Americans from doing business with them. Among those facing sanctions are one of the Saudi crown prince's chief aides. Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five men charged in the killing. But with the kingdom under intense global scrutiny, the announcement appeared aimed at distancing the alleged killers from Saudi leadership, including the crown prince, whom Khashoggi had criticized. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the crown prince had absolutely nothing to do with the killing. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says a proposed second summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un must result in a detailed list of North Korean nuclear weapons sites. Speaking after the ASEAN summit in Singapore, the vice president said he had spoken to South Korean President Moon Jae-in about keeping the pressure on his northern neighbor.
And he assured me that as those inter-Korean talks take place, that there will continue to be very close coordination with the United States. And also that South Korea remains committed to fully enforcing all of the UN resolutions and sanctions.
Pence's statement is perhaps the most specific public demand the Trump administration has made of North Korea since Trump and Kim held a historic first summit in Singapore in June. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The state of Florida's hotly contested election for the U.S. Senate appeared headed for a hand recount Thursday, with the results still too close to call. Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson trailed his Republican challenger, Florida Governor Rick Scott, by about 12,600 votes, or 0.15% of the more than 8 million ballots cast following an electronic recount. The razor-thin margin triggers a manual recount under state law. Elections officials were expected to inspect by hand any ballots that were designed, or designated, that is, undervotes or overvotes. That's where the machine that reviewed the ballot concluded that a voter had either skipped a contest or marked more than one selection. If a voter's intentions are clear upon review by a person, that ballot could be counted. British Prime Minister Theresa May's already tough task of convincing Parliament to approve an agreement on Britain's exit from the European Union took a hit Thursday when her Brexit secretary resigned. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
May is battling to save her Brexit deal and her job as ministers quit her government and a growing list of lawmakers demand her ouster over the divorce agreement struck between Britain and the EU. The hard-won deal has, in particular, infuriated pro-Brexit members of her divided party. They say it calls for close trade ties between Britain and the bloc, and that would leave Britain bound to EU rules it has no say in making. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The death toll from devastating wildfires in northern and southern California has risen to 59 as authorities search for dozens of people who remain missing in the aftermath of the fires. In northern California, the weather is giving firefighters a break. Authorities say cooler temperatures are helping crews as they fight the deadly campfire, which is now 40% contained. California Governor Jerry Brown, U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, and FEMA Director Brock Long visited the area Wednesday. Brown said that climate change and drought are responsible for the massive fire.
We're going to have to manage our forests better. We're going to have to build our cities more smartly. We're going to have to build shelters so that people can escape when these terrible fires get out of hand. And yes, we're going to have to deal with climate change, all of that.
Late Thursday, the White House announced that President Donald Trump would travel to California to meet with people displaced by the fires. Trump initially criticized the state for what he called poor forest management and threatened to withhold federal money. He has since declared the area a disaster, opening the way for federal assistance. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.